disciples to pray to cover this ground, I thought it helpful to us to understand that he has an indictment against folk who pray for show. That I would let you know that. I thought it would be helpful to tell you that God wants to have a personal, private, intimate time of communication with you. Sometimes he just wanted to be just you and him. And then I thought it would be helpful for me to tell you that you don't have to get caught up on long prayers if you ain't got one. Now, sometime you got a list that's so long, it might take hours to go through. And that's fine. God is good with that. But as long as it's real, true, genuine communication with God, he's fine. But when you just saying stuff and going over and over and over and over and just saying meaningless phrases and just saying things just to be saying them, God is not into that. And he's not going to answer you. Because you think because of your much speaking, God is impressed with that. No, who you're trying to impress is man who can't do nothing about your prayers. So that's one of the reasons why when you go in your prayer closet, you ain't got to worry about being on a time clock trying to impress nobody. It's communicating with God from your heart, from your inward parts. And then it's remembering that he already knows what you need. And that's inspirational.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
Look with me to the third chapter of Genesis and the 17th verse. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee that thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread till thou turn unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and dust thou shalt return. And Adam called his wife's name Eve, because she was the mother of all living. Unto Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God make coats of skins and clothe them. And the Lord God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now lest he be put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever. Therefore the Lord God set him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword, which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Thus ends the reading of our scripture. In our New Testament, we would that you would look at John 3:16. Says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Let church say amen.
Amen.
I want to speak for you from the subject, all the king's men. Humpty Dumpty sat on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And all the king's horses and all the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty back together again. The story of Humpty Dumpty, of which we are all familiar, is clearly a story about the fall of man. Can I get a witness? The egg represents man. Who can put an eggshell back together again after it has fallen and broken into many pieces? The third article of faith in which we believe says, the scripture teaches that man was created in holiness under the law of his maker, but by voluntary transgression fell from that holy and happy state, in consequence of which all mankind are now sinners, not by constraint, but by choice, being by nature utterly void of that holiness required by the law of God, positively inclined to evil, and therefore under just condemnation to eternal ruin without defense or excuse. Humpty Dumpty slipped and fell. Or he fell due to carelessness. Or he fell while clowning around on the wall. That is not true with man. Man purposefully, daringly, cunningly, selfishly, wrongfully, and in the face of right, fell. Fell, I tell you. He fell from his home. He fell from his paradise. He fell from grace. He fell from leisure. He fell, I tell you, from harmony. He fell from a relationship between him and his environment that was one with God. Can I get a witness? There was peace in the garden before the fall of man, between all creatures of life. But after man fell, that harmony was broken. The hound began chasing the rabbit. The cats began chasing mice. Lions began eating sheep. Hawks began eating chickens. And the bear began eating fish. After the fall, the snake who started it all began chasing man and vice versa. Peace, I tell you, was destroyed in the garden after the fall of man. Now, man's condition of depravity did not make God happy. There was no joy in God's heart over the fall of man. God had put man in his garden, and man has fallen into sin. God took the first step to restore man. Can I get a witness? He sent some men into the world to try to get man back to his original state. We call these men the king's men, because they were sent by the King of Kings. Can I get a witness? Well, let's look at some of these men that God sent. First of all, my brethren, he sent Noah and a flood and death. The world needed a house cleaning. And God sent a flood to clean it. Out of the flood, God saved Noah and his family. Noah conducted one revival for 120 years. He worked on the ark by day and preached at night. He never got a convert outside of his own family. Can I get a witness? God believed that mankind needed to start all over again, and he was going to do it with Noah's family. But I tell you, man did not learn his lesson. For Noah got drunk before the ground got dry. Can I get a witness? Well, next he sent Moses and the law and the idea of a blood sacrifice. God's people were in slavery in Egypt, and he sent Moses down to bring them out. Moses took them toward a land flowing with milk and honey. You would think they would have been so glad to be out from under the yoke of Pharaoh. You would think that they would have loved God forever. But would you believe that this crowd started worshiping an idol god before they were 100 miles from the flesh pots of Egypt? They melted down their bracelets and ring and anklets and made them a golden calf and fell down before it. God had given them a righteous law and an idea of a blood sacrifice. Isn't that right? He told them how to worship and promised them that their sins would be forgiven. But it was to no avail, for man kept on in his sin. Well, God sent another man. This man's name was David. God sent him with his song and his assurance of forgiveness of sin. David came one day.